Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Look, that house has been lived in, correct? Before you? Someone used that as a residence. It's like an apartment.
Yes. John maybe Adams did.
Maybe a single person. Hey, how about this? How about Gilbert Gottfried in heaven? Are you ready?
Yeah,
Gilbert,
okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go. Let's go to Gilbert Gottfried in heaven, all right? Hi, Gilbert. You're in heaven now. Is there anything you'd like to say?
Yes, I'd like to hear a fart and a dog barking. St. Peter.
St. Peter!
Stop the dog. The dog's too loud.
Well,
the dog's too loud.
Heaven is everything I pictured it to be.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Happy holidays from the Mike O'Mara Show. Big day today. We've got our good friend Gilbert Gottfried, who will be joining us momentarily.
Big day.
Yes.
On the...
He's playing a venue that we've played before.
State Theater.
Yeah, in Falls Church.
Gilbert will be at the... let me give him a plug already. Gilbert will be at the State Theater this Saturday, December 14th at 9 p.m., when I will be in Tampa, Florida at the Capitals game. With my friend Fried. And then apparently the Capitals are staying over at the hotel, and I'm staying with the Capitals.
What?
At the hotel with my wife.
Really?
Oh. Will probably be taken from me and ravished by those studly, large professional athletes.
You got to give her a pass for something like that.
Yeah. Bucket list.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No,
look, as one, Mike, you know, I've been in relationships where.
Yeah, I know. We're the wrestler. It's
always
the wrestler.
A celebrity. Let's just, you always got to give all the details.
Wasn't the celebrity a wrestler?
Well, this is the thing about
Was it before or after he made the movie Tooth Fairy?
No, I wish it was him. I wish it was him. If it was him, I'd be high-fiving and asking for details.
That's true. And it wasn't also like a Bubba the Love Sponge situation where you watched the wrestler,
No. I didn't see the Hulkamania
breakout. I won't settle
for
anybody less than Alex Ovechkin.
That's what I'm saying. If it's Ovi, you got to let the grade 8 go. You got to let it
all
go.
Right. All right, I will.
I'll be on the same page.
That's it.
What about Beagle?
Jay Beagle?
Yes.
Is he still on the team?
I don't think so, but it's a name that I remember.
You love Jay Beagle just because he has the name of a dog.
It's a dog
name.
Because
you're not into sports, and that's what you like, Jay Beagle.
Well, I like names.
I would say you give a pass to Ovi or Strasburg.
Well, Steven Strasburg.
Well, he's not on the team anymore, either.
He's relevant. He just signed his new deal.
Yeah, he's probably going to retire as a National.
He'll retire as his own sovereign country.
That's right.
Beware of long-term contracts. You know, speaking of sports.
Is that what you said at CBS?
Yeah. No, it's what I said to my second wife. Oh!
Bada boom.
We have a lot of Redskins fans that have been suffering and listen to this show.
Yes.
Let me make you feel a little better right now
as
a New York Giants fan. And I cannot control myself. This is like being a heroin addict. I watched my beloved New York Giants last night play the Philadelphia Eagles. And the reason I stayed up for this game,
most of the game.
Thank you. And, this current incarnation of the New York Giants is one of the most soulless teams I have ever seen. They just don't have any heart whatsoever. But because the boy wonder, Daniel Jones, got hurt and they were bringing back Eli Manning for what may be his farewell appearance.
Yes.
I decided I would stay up. And for the first half, I'm like, wow, what a way to go out. And then, no, of course not. They can't hang in there because the Giants don't care. What the Giants care about is hair and jewelry and all that, and a coach that's out of control that has no discipline on the team whatsoever, and just watching this wonderful lead that would have been a wonderful swan song for the guy that gave the New York Giants two championships, Super Bowl MVP, not once, but twice. And it would have been a great little way to go out. And I posted.
Oh, no. I saw that. I was like, this is
no, I was so disappointed.
This is quite a message to the world.
Mm-hmm. I was filled with Diet Coke. So I was up till 1 o'clock in the morning, winding down after the game. And it's a game that's meaningless.
Yep.
It's meaningless.
I guess that's the rub there. Better for them to lose as a team, but for Eli to win individually would have been nice.
You know, it would have been really, really nice to see just the farewell, but they couldn't do it. Their defensive secondary filled with, celebrations and showboating and just not getting
the job
done.
You hate the showboating?
I've hated the showboating since it came into the league. I hate that. I don't think when your team is losing, this is a new twist on this.
Ooh.
When your team is losing and you sack a quarterback and you do a dance to celebrate when your team's down 21-0, you don't celebrate. You don't say it's complete. This is a team, part of a team.
Do you like it like the Packers did in the 1940s when they'd get into the end zone and they just place the ball down?
Yeah. I wish it would go back to that.
Attack.
You know what it would do? But it would teach kids that that there are more important things than getting out there and celebrating.
The dancing has been fun, Mike.
Oh, fun my ass!
Have you seen
what it is?
Seattle Seahawks?
Yes.
No, they do boy bands. What they do. Oh, good.
How about the Redskins?
How about the Redskins when they did the pose in the end zone? Does that represent their record? The fact that for another year they're not going to the playoffs? Where's the satisfaction?
Losing, when you're terrible, okay, I give it to you. You shouldn't be dancing. You're paid to win.
Under any circumstances whatsoever. I don't think a losing record and a losing team, you shouldn't do it. It's just the way I feel about it. And, to be honest with you, even in competition, I think it takes focus. If you're thinking so much about your choreography, if you succeed, that may prevent you from succeeding. That's the way. I like the old school. I know
one must focus.
This is generational. You grew up with this stuff. I didn't.
Look, if you can continuously deliver like the Seattle Seahawks, not this past week, but in general for the season, where you go from your new kids on the block, NSYNC to New Edition. And you have all the moves correct and down. And you can actually do so in a manner where you're like, they've actually worked this out.
Yes.
That's impressive. The bowling and falling down, I've seen that.
You know what, Oscar?
The grenade and everybody go.
Your bar is in the mud.
Have you
your
tried
bar,
to dance?
Your bar
it's
is
hard.
So, your bar is so low.
Five, six, seven, eight. Do I go at six? Do I go at seven? Why eight? What about 1, 2, 3, 4?
Do you want to know what's impressive? Running the correct route.
Yes,
that's impressive.
This also
that's
takes practice.
That's impressive. You know what's impressive? A trick play that catches the defense flat-footed.
Yep.
That's impressive.
Like the Patriots.
I don't give two rats dookies for a celebration
what about the
in
Bills?
The end zone.
What about the Bills? They've been doing, not so much this past week. Damn.
No. Listen, not a good week
Ravens.
For them.
I don't think the celebration is exclusive to any particular team. There's no team that, what?
If you really want to know someone who understands sports, we have our guest on the line. I'm sure he has an opinion.
Oh, here's a man that can talk about football. Okay. You know what? I'll get right to it, right out of the gate. Gilbert Gottfried.
Yes.
All right. So I'm really upset because I stayed up too late last night watching the New York Giants for Eli Manning, which was going to be a nice farewell performance, and they lost to the Eagles. And I don't know whether you're a big football fan or not. But, Gilbert, I'm not happy today. And then we went to you, and my first question was going to be how you feel about celebrations when a team is losing the game. And that got messed up because we weren't connected to you. I'm at the beginning of the show, it's the holidays. I'm having a bad day. Gilbert, how are you? Thanks for coming on the show.
Just as well as you are.
Gilbert, on the scale of doing DJ, and I still consider myself a DJ, on the scale of things that Gilbert, the scale of 10 that are things Gilbert Gottfried enjoys doing in his life, where do disc jockey interviews rank on the scale from 1 to 10?
Oh, that's why I went into the business.
All right, Gilbert's taking me out of my bad mood.
When I was a little kid, I thought, gee, you know, I'd like to wake up at 2 in the morning and then do, you know, Crazy Jim and Captain Bob in his morning zoo.
Comedians love DJs. DJs love comedians.
Yes, and I also love if you could put in, like, at least one sound effect.
Let me see here.
Yeah,
hold
I think
on
we
just
can come
a
up
second.
With that
I want to
yeah.
give him
anything's possible.
I want to give him a good one here.
Yeah.
Do you, Gilbert? Why don't you? I've got everything because I'm a disc jockey. That's what I do. What would you like? Would you like a ta-da stager, like ladies and gentlemen, and he can hear this down the line, Rob?
He can.
Gilbert Gottfried.
That's good. I like that. Maybe a gunshot too.
All right, hold on. Here we go. Here we go. Gilbert's upset. Oh my God! No. Watch out!
Oh yeah.
How about
yeah,
this? Warning! Was, warning! Gilbert Gottfried's in a bad mood.
Do you have a dog barking for no reason whatsoever? Yeah.
Wait a minute. I have a chimpanzee. You want to hear the
good enough?
Oh no no! I have a dog. I have a dog. I have a vicious dog. Here we go. Can you hear me?
Oh, that's excellent.
I have a vicious dog. I have a doorbell.
Oh,
Gilbert's at the door.
Go come in, Gilbert. He's here. Please welcome. Right. Make yourself at home.
I have an elephant. I have an elephant, Gilbert. I don't use him unless this is great. This is, I never get to play him.
Gilbert, your choice.
And, it's fantastic. Out of desperation, do you have a fart sound?
Yeah. Out of desperation, because no DJs have fart sounds. No DJs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have,
yes.
No. No.
Oh, perfect.
There you go. That's it.
Now, is there a way to combine it? Could it be a gunshot farting?
Okay. All right. Hold on. Let me get these really turned up here. I want to make sure they're all really turned up. All right. Here we go. All right. Here's the gunshot. Do you want the gunshot first and the fart, or the fart and then the gunshot? Because it's a ricochet sound effect. So if you do the fart, I would play. Look, it's your call, Gilbert Gottfried, but I would play the fart first.
Well, I would think someone hears a gunshot, gets frightened, and farts.
Okay. Here we go.
That's right. All right.
Everybody quiet down. Listen carefully.
I think that was perfect.
unless
we make it that someone farts and the other person is so angry he shoots him.
All right, here we go. I'll do the other one. Here we go. Wait, hold on. Hey, Gilbert, I got one for you. How about a person farts and the person that is in the same room falls because it's so overwhelming. All right,
oh,
you ready
excellent,
for
excellent, excellent.
Right, this will work. All right, here we go. Here we go.
Yeah, I could picture it.
You're painting, Mike. Painting with sound.
Hey, what if someone farts and the other person, it's so awful, the other person drives away really quick?
Yeah, all right, here we go. Well, how about a fart? I'll give you a fart and an accident, Gilbert, okay?
Oh, excellent.
Oh, you're going to like this. Yes. This is where we're cooking. We're cooking now. Here we go. Ready? Listen.
Much better. Much better.
Hey, how about this? How about Gilbert Gottfried in heaven? Are you ready?
Yeah,
Gilbert,
okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go. Let's go to Gilbert Gottfried in heaven. All right. There we are. Hi, Gilbert. You're in heaven now. Is there anything you'd like to say?
Yes, I'd like to hear a fart and a dog barking. St. Peter.
St. Peter!
Stop the dog. Dog's too loud.
Well,
the dog's too loud.
Heaven is everything I pictured it to be.
Gilbert will be performing at the State Theater in Falls Church Saturday, December 14th at 9 p.m. Doors open at 7. A very few tickets are still available at thestatetheater.com.
Gilbert,
really,
this is your Christmas spectacular, isn't it?
Yes. It's a big Jew Christmas spectacle.
Hey, Gilbert, you want? Can I play you one of my all-time favorites?
Yes.
And this is really just, I love this one. This is the review of the Gilbert Gottfried show from North Korea, when he performed in North Korea. Let's listen.
Okay. 2호기 위성 발사 성공. 12월 10일.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, how about...
All right, I got it. Anything you want.
How about the Korean guy? He's so angry.
It's a lady, Gilbert.
Okay. She's so angry. After seeing my show, she farts.
All right, I'm going to have to turn her down a little bit. Hold on just a second. Here we go. All right.
광명성 3호 2호기 위성 발사 성공. 12월 10일.
Multiples.
Yeah. Oh man, I haven't upset. Done this. You know? I really haven't worked this hard in a long time like that. Boy, that meant that, you know. Okay. How about the Korean lady? Goes to Gilbert's show, and then she's overcome with nausea.
It's a rave.
High marks all around.
For those of you that were expecting me to actually interview Gilbert Gottfried, it will not be happening today. But look, preparing an interview with Gilbert Gottfried is an impossibility. You don't do that. You never know what he's going to do. You remember we refer to it as the Yakov Smirnov incident.
Yes.
Where Gilbert was. How are you, Gilbert? How's it going?
In America, incidents. Oh. In Russia, incidents have you.
Oh, no. Oh, man. That makes me want to fart. There we go. Can't help myself. Gilbert, how's everything going in your world? Everything good? Everything all right? Oh, no. He's going to do it.
Things go on in your world. In Russia, war goes on inside you.
I did it.
Yeah, you lit the fuse. You lit the fuse.
I'm responsible for this. Yes. I'm not even gonna say anything right now. I'm just gonna wait. Because you know he wants to do it. Gilbert, what's new in your world? Now he'll just do another
in America. Stuff is new in your world. In Russia, world is new inside you.
Yakov.
Here we go.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. I don't have anything else to say. I'm just here. Gilbert, any big plans for the holiday? Here comes another Yakov. Any big plans for the holidays, Gilbert? You and the fam doing anything special?
In America, you have plans for the holiday. In Russia, the holiday has plans for you.
Oh my god. Guys, you have any questions for Gilbert?
Yeah, I do actually. Gilbert, I still never miss an episode of the Amazing Colossal podcast despite Frank Santopadre.
What's the podcast again, Rob?
It is Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal podcast, and he is doing a marvelous job of keeping stories of old Hollywood and show business alive. And I think you've been at it for so long.
You love it.
I love it. You've actually got long form interviews recorded with people who have passed, like Joe Franklin and Bill Macy.
He's not going to answer you.
I'm wondering, it's just a setup, do you have any guests
you really want to know
on your wish list? Who's top on your wish list for the podcast right now?
In America, you listen to Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal podcast. In Russia, podcast listens to you.
Oh, dear God. What are we doing here? What are we doing to feed our families?
Gilbert. This is Oscar Santana. I was hoping that we could maybe catch dinner before your show on Saturday. What do you say?
In America, you catch dinner. In Russia, dinner
catches you.
Oh, Lord. Hey, by the way, you know, he just comes on and does this. I get to give all the plugs. It's GilbertPodcast.com.
Yes.
And get all the information at GilbertGottfried.com. And you can get... you can get a personalized Gilbert shout out at cameo.com. How do the what are the personal? This is, I'm going to try. See, now he's got to do it.
Yeah, he's ready now.
Gilbert, what do they get when they get a personalized shout out from you? What exactly happens?
In America, you go to cameo.com for personalized Gilbert greeting. In Russia, cameo.com goes to you for personal greeting.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. It's been, you know, it's been so nice visiting with you during the holidays, Gilbert. I really... really enjoyed everything, you know, and we love everything you do. And anything exciting that people can look forward to at the State Theater this coming Saturday night? Is there anything like the people in the front row might enjoy?
In America, people in the front row get excited. You get excited to be in the front row.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you. That's Gilbert Gottfried, everybody. Thank you so very much for joining us. We really appreciate that. He's at the State Theater this Saturday, December 14th. Doors open
sell
at 7.
It out.
Get your
come
tickets.
On. Come on, folks.
Go ahead. Play the music, Rob Spiewak. Oh, we get to start the show now.
Yeah, we have to
Gilbert.
Start the
show. Hey, Gilbert, thanks so much for joining us.
In America, you thank for joining you. In Russia, the thanks joins you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Start the show, Rob.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Double bourbon, will you, quick, huh?
Okay. What's yours?
I was just thinking, it's been so long since
Look, mister, I'm standing here waiting for you to make up your mind.
That's a good man. I was just thinking of a flaming rum punch. No, it's not cold enough for that. Not nearly cold enough. Wait a minute.
I got it.
Mulled wine, heavy on the cinnamon and light on the cloves.
Oh, wait, give me
light and be lively.
Hey, look, mister. We save hard drinks in here for men who want to get drunk fast, and we don't need any characters around to give the joint atmosphere. Is that clear? Or do I have to slip you my lip for a convincer?
What's he talking about?
Oh, Nick. Just give him the same as mine. He's okay. You worry me, you know. You got some place to sleep?
No.
You don't, huh? Well, you got any money?
No.
No wonder you jumped in the river.
I jumped in the river to save you so I could get my wings. Uh-oh. Somebody's just made it.
Made what?
Every time you hear a bell rings, it means that some angel's just got his wings.
How old are you anyway, Clarence?
293. Next May.
That does it. Out you two pixies go, through the door or out the window.
Look, Nick, what's wrong?
No, that's another thing. Where do you come off calling me Nick?
Well, Nick, that's your name.
It's so wonderful, wonderful.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Gotta turn my microphone on. all discombobulated. Live from the Podcast Village studios, play the music, please.
Mood is right.
The nation's capital, Podcast Village, all that good stuff. The Mike O'Mara Show is on right now from New Brunswick, New Jersey to Miami, Florida, Elk Grove, California, Coos Bay, Oregon, Bedford, New York. Oh, it's there. Thank you, sweetheart. Appreciate that.
Hi, Carla.
Kong, Ireland. Hi, Carla.
Hi, Carla.
Carla brought me a Diet Coke from McDonald's.
Oh, that's so sweet.
The best. A fountain Diet Coke is the best.
No breakfast sandwich?
No. Can't eat bread.
Oh, keto.
Oh, keto.
Keto.
He's on the keto torpedo.
I don't know if you heard.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. Our show today brought to you by Sleep Number. The holiday season is here. How do you thrive during the holiday season? How do you balance sleep, holiday planning, and making time to purchase the perfect holiday gift for the special people in your life? Well, may I recommend something I have been sleeping on for nearly a decade, the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. Not the 360 smart bed, but I've been sleeping on a sleep number bed for many years. It helps everyone get the proven quality sleep that will change their life. Sleep Number beds allow you to adjust on each side to your ideal firmness, comfort, and support. It's perfect for couples. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you sleeping comfortably through the night. And with Sleep IQ technology inside the bed, it tracks how you're sleeping and gives you personalized insights for your best possible sleep. My Sleep Number setting is a 90, Carla's is a 65, and we love it. Make spirits bright this holiday with gifts for quality sleep. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed adjusts on each side to give all a good night.
To, like, you know, Merry Christmas and to all a good night.
I got you.
All right.
From $999, it's only available at Sleep Number stores or at sleepnumber.com/TMOS. And when you go, tell them Mike O'Mara sent you. We would really appreciate that. That would be absolutely
That's a big gift for the parents from the kids this year, Mike.
Oh, is it really?
For my sister and my brother and I. A Sleep Number bed for
old
Mama Santana.
Get the adjustable platform.
Oh, they'll love it.
When my dad's in town, he can sleep in it as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe encourage him to stay local a little more often.
Depends.
Good bed.
Since it is a bone of contention in the O'Mara household, I have a question for you. Do you think that Mama Santana or Dad Santana, either or, who will use the platform bed more?
Oh,
will
my mother. My, use it? No, my aunt, 100% my father. Let me tell you a story.
Is it a male thing? Because Carla doesn't use hers.
He has heartburn like I have heartburn. It was hereditary.
Mm-hmm. When you say the platform, that means the raised head feature?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So as a kid, it was always a fun game when my dad would eat something spicy and then my mom would yell down, "Necesitamos los ladrillos," which means we need the bricks. And my brother and I would go upstairs with 4 bricks apiece from the backyard in a little townhouse. I'm sure that was classy. It's not like we were building anything.
Right. Well, you want to have them just in case.
And we would raise the bed with bricks.
Yeah.
On the heads would rest, headboard. So my dad could actually have some sort of elevation for his heartburn.
Yeah, it's good.
For relief.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
With bricks. With bricks. Now they can do it with an app or a remote, whatever they want.
Now when mom calls for the bricks, it just means she's mad at dad.
We have in our bedroom, because she'll hit him.
Yeah.
With them.
No. She'll hit the bricks.
Hit the bricks.
Yeah, because she's like, I'm hitting the bricks.
I'm out of here, baby.
Yeah.
Baby.
Or you hit the bricks.
Oh, yeah. It could go both ways.
Los ladrillos.
Our platform for our Sleep Number bed in our bedroom is on a hardwood floor that has a carpet on it.
Okay.
But the carpet on it only goes out to so far so that the wheels that have not been locked on the platform are not on the carpet, which would stabilize the bed. So what we have is when I thunder into the bed, when I hurl my body, when I skydive into my bed in the evening, it kind of moves the platform back. And then the first thing I do, whether I'm reading or whether I'm watching television, is I get my remote out and I put up the bed. And then it hooks on the headboard.
Yeah.
And Carla...
Because you've moved the bed.
Carla, who was there the day that the Sleep Number guys came out to put the bed in, did not tell him to put it on the carpet properly. And she yells at me and says, "You're going to break the headboard." I said, "I am not. I'm pushing away."
A little Bob Barker there.
I am pushing away the bed frame
from the wall. If the bed refuses to go outside of its parameters, then it will hook on the headboard. What do we have? It's a new Corvette.
Bob, two questions.
Bob. Yes. Yes, Oscar Santana.
Keeping the bed going.
I'm still alive.
When you ate the steak dinner in bed, did you raise the platform or did you actually just eat it laying down?
I've never consumed anything that you would have at a dinner table with completely lying down.
Yeah, or, you almost couldn't.
So it's a luxury to have that.
When did I eat a steak dinner in the bed?
Some time ago.
Yes.
It's part of a long, long, long time.
Yeah, but you've had a sleep number for over 20 years, so I didn't know if it was in that bed.
And I believe it was after the relocation to Florida.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's been in that time frame.
I think New York strip, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm not as big on eating in bed as I used to be with a six-year-old. It sends the wrong message.
It does.
And there is nothing...
And it brings vermin.
Not vermin. We are so pesticided out down here. We are contributing to the decline of the planet down here. There is just, you would think, right? You would think crawling with vermin. The only thing that we have on the outside of the house down here, we got your little gecko lizards, your little anoles.
Yeah, but I wouldn't call those vermin.
And they're saving your money.
I wouldn't either.
In car insurance.
I think they're cute. They don't bother me. I like them. I like them.
Are those the ones that have the real tiny teeth that you can hang them off your finger?
If you can get them in the right mood, they can bite your finger and you can hang them. And they also, if you grab them by the tail, in many cases, the tail will fall off and they'll grow a new tail.
Just like Charlie.
Hey, I grew a new one. I grew a new one, Ron.
Yes. Yeah, you did, Charlie.
Mike, you're about to move. Have the gentleman who moved you kindly just adjust your bed.
And really, the solution
is...
Well,
it's a carpeted bedroom. But so it's the whole bedroom's carpeted, so it's not going to matter.
But Mike, the solution is before you've got to lock those wheels.
Yeah.
And that's not hard. It's just a little thumb nut on the side, right?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I didn't do it properly, but...
He doesn't like to get down on his knees.
I can't. I'm not good. I don't run cable under this stuff.
Running cable, the man's a national treasure.
Well, I'm saying that you could get someone to lock the
celebrity.
I don't know. There's certain details that I don't sweat. Like when the realtor tells me to find out all the homeowners association parameters
HOA.
And I immediately
Del Boca Vista.
I get that in my hand.
Uncle Leo.
Carla, fill out. And she does.
Do they know about your letter?
We are a team. Well, you mean the letter from the grievance board?
Yeah, naughty.
No, I don't think it's...
You know what? What's great? That probably
won't...
prevent
me from selling my home.
That won't follow you to the new location.
It would encourage me to sell my
home.
And that won't follow you to the new location. New start, right?
Excuse me.
He's moving across the street.
I was not punished.
I know. I'm only teasing.
Do you understand?
Yeah, but Mike,
I was not
in
punished.
America,
it was put in my permanent file.
Letter writes you.
It took a lot of letter writing. It was put in my permanent file.
Who had recorded it also.
Yes.
We've had a lot of dances.
This man loves this community so much, he's literally moving across the street.
That's right. Staying local.
Look, the decision was made that, and we looked. You know that.
Both of you know that.
And I talked about it. You know that we were looking
offline.
Elsewhere.
You're like, hey, man, maybe we should move to Savannah.
I'm
looking at Houston.
Power.
Yeah. And then I thought about it and I said, you know what I've got? I've got here, I've got schedule. And I'm not sure I'd be able to get schedule anywhere else that I would go. Where schedule is, I get to do this and pursue the hobby I love.
You can do that in Arizona.
No, but I don't think the new now.
Too close to the border.
I'm comfortable. It's a price issue. You know what I mean?
I'm not if you move to Cave Creek.
I'm not Caves Creek up in Baltimore.
No, Cave Creek, Arizona.
What is that?
It's the Phoenix is just like it's. I would say 40 minutes outside of Phoenix, and the houses aren't that expensive.
Oh, how nice! It's the Leesburg of Phoenix.
No, I stopped looking for homes after about the current home I have, which I really can't live in yet because every time I walk in, I am depressed.
Well, he can't look at homes now because his new house is too narrow for a map.
Let me ask you this. When you update your home, eventually, when you update.
I don't know if that's ever going to happen. I'll tell you why. I just had the third contractor come through in the last 3 weeks. And they're like, I don't know if it's worth you doing anything to this place.
I think the ultimate solution for his house is to actually couple it with an adjoining house.
You didn't hear that. I heard what he said. I was listening to him. Okay, listen to this. That is an a-hole. You run away from that douche as fast as you can. Really, I don't like any contractor that says no first. And any contractor who would say that is not worth warm spit. I don't think it's worth even doing anything. What? Because you don't live there?
You live
in a little bit of space. Make it work. Make it for the, if you want to sell it for the next person. Who? How dare he? I would be furious if the contractor said that.
When they tell me what, so this is for you, I guess 20 somethings that are listening right now, the three of you. When you start growing up and your parents do things to your house, then they go through.
Can I
kitchen.
Speak to the three of them just briefly?
Yes, please.
Hi, kids.
Take a moment. Thank you.
Finger on the pulse of the youth of America.
Take a moment and really reflect on how and what they go through and the money they spend to make your home a better place. Because I took it for granted when I lived in Olney. Like, my mom would get the bathroom fixed, get something updated. She'd bitch about it all the time. And I'm like, why would you do if you're bitching about it? Now I'm understanding. What these gentlemen are basically saying is, if I do anything that I really want to my house, outside of just buying an oven and putting it in like the little alley alcove that you got to see if you came out to the Vegas show. And that would basically be a barbecue, right?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. With an overhang. Mm-hmm. They said that I would price myself out of the comps in the neighborhood. So I basically just am paying to be...
You mean into getting the carpentry required to modify the home for the purposes of living a normal, non-hot plate life, you would spend so much money that in order to recoup that money in a resale, you would price yourself out of the market.
That I would lose any gains and price myself on the high end of the market, not out of the market.
What about the quality of life you're adding to yourself while you're living there?
Well, what's funny, Rob, is that's what I'm trying to... tell the gentleman. He's like, well, what's your budget? I said, well, what are we looking at here? Like, I don't have a number that's magically going to work.
Right.
I got to go to a bank, man. We got to figure this out.
That house has been lived in, correct? Before you? Someone used that as a residence. It's like an apartment.
Yes. John maybe Adams did.
Maybe a single person. It's like an efficiency.
A guy who worked for the guy that knew the guy that signed the Constitution lived there.
Yeah.
But in between ye old times and the Santanas moving in.
It was servants' quarters for the larger houses around the corner.
It was as a room, basically.
Yeah.
Could you conceivably absorb a house on either side and connect them into one larger house?
Oh, my God, that'd be fantastic. Can we win the Powerball?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying that conceivably, that's probably the ultimate. If you're talking fantasy, that's your best play.
Okay, you know what? Yes. But both my neighbors, one is a wonderful couple that's in corporate banking and pharmaceuticals. They're not going anywhere. If anything, they're just going to build their place out.
Corporate banking and pharmaceuticals. And
Mike,
the
trace amounts of arsenic were the only thing keeping them alive.
And then to the right, Mike, you'll like this guy. He's retired. He made his, cut his teeth or made his living in health insurance.
Yeah.
And also owns.
Always, there it goes. Pharmaceuticals.
No, but Mike.
Insurance.
He's the coolest guy ever. He's like, I'm leaving for Florida. And we're like, oh, why? He goes, I got a racehorse that I purchased with a friend of mine that we're going to go check out. And I'm like, oh. Well, we'll get your mail. We'll get your mail. And I'm going to continue talking to contractors.
What if you sold him your house as a stable for the horse?
It's not wide enough.
Oh, no.
Not wide enough.
You're right.
Not wide enough.
You get a pony in there, but not a Clydesdale. That wouldn't happen. It wouldn't work that way.
I wish a Clydesdale. I could stare at it.
Yeah. We have to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the keto diet again. I know you might be getting bored with that, but
that's keto, care. Horse.
We'll be right back.
Not straw. There's no need to.
Hey, it's me, intern Dahlia.
Hi.
You know how everyone always says that the best things in life are free? Well, that's just communism infiltrating American culture.
Russia.
In America, we pay for things because if we don't, the commies are going to replace every American flag with the hammer and sickle. Do you, our loyal listener, want your independent wealth stolen by Soviet ideals? I think not. So buy the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Pay for your entertainment like a red-blooded American should. Thank you.
Thank you, Dahlia. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I was hanging out with some of my pals down here and had a great time. I think it was Friday when I whipped out my phone and I was showing them my Ring floodlight cam up
so
in Maine.
Cool. Yeah.
And there was the most beautiful snowstorm happening up in Maine with the snow falling. And everybody was gathered around and they said, you know, this one guy's looking at me incredulously and saying to me, said, "What? That's right now?" I said, "Yeah, that's live. I am looking at that house live right now." And it was fascinating, people. I said, "Well, this is extremely affordable, and you can get this technology for your home as well. It's spectacular."
While you were
sitting
in the warm Florida sun looking at snow, did you throw your head back and laugh?
It's a wonderful feeling.
It's got to be.
It's got to be.
But it's also a wonderful feeling to have a Ring doorbell
that can
track your packages. Yeah. In this time of year, I don't know if you've been aware of it, all you have to do is watch the news, and you'll see these
porch pirates,
porch pirates that come by. If there's a package delivery or surprise visitor, you'll get an alert from Ring, so you'll be able to see, hear, and speak to them all from your phone. If you're on the go this season, whether it's across town or across the country, you can check in anytime for some much-needed holiday peace of mind. I have the Ring floodlight cam that I just mentioned so I can keep track of Maine while I'm in Florida. As a TMOS listener, you have a special holiday offer on a Ring starter kit. That's available right now with a video doorbell, motion-activated floodlight cam. The starter kit has everything you need to start building a ring of security around your home, no matter what holiday seasons bring. With Ring, you're always home. Just go to ring.com/TMOS. That's ring.com/TMOS. Additional terms may apply. I cannot tell you how much I love that product.
So
I
fun.
Really, really do. And it helps keep you, you know, you put the sign in front of the yard, too.
Yeah.
Let them know you're protected by that ring of security. And all right, so a couple of things I wanted to get to here just briefly that a buddy of mine told me that when you go on keto, he actually went off the keto diet because it creates a bit of urgency at the wrong time.
Okay.
And I'm here to tell him that, I think that there is an adjustment period digestively that one has to go to. And the reason I mention this, and I am now in a zone where my digestive functions kick in only at the worst possible time. Only when
exclusively,
when it's the worst.
Yeah,
exclusively the brown zone. at the brown zone comes at the wrong time. What is the wrong time? Well, maybe it would be clearer for you if I gave you the right time.
Yeah. Okay,
what would be in the perfect world? What would brown do for you?
Brown in the perfect world would be early a.m.
Sure,
early a.m.
Like maybe first thing out of bed.
Like that would be amazing.
Yeah,
I mean if it was a complete total.
Even
during
the holidays, there's a lot of packages then.
Well, you know what? If it was evacuating first thing in the morning with that sound, if that sound went off, it's like, clear the decks, clear that. You know when it's not? When it's not is when we've gathered up the youngster, we've popped him into the vehicle, and we've gone out to the big box store.
Mm.
I am not an aficionado of using a public facility. Mm. You know what a public facility represents to me to a certain extent? Lack of control. That if you had the control, you would have planned it and you would have gone it. Now, if you want to drop a winky tink that, you know, you've been drinking water all day, that's a whole different thing.
But
I was in Giant. It was a nightmare. Still haunts me.
I'm a big fan of Costco, as you know, but I'm not a fan of their bathroom facilities.
No. Well, any
bet
store.
They go bulk.
Yeah.
Any store. You know, I was in, this occurred to me when Mrs. O'Mara on Saturday or Sunday, don't know which day it was, wanted to do a little Christmas shopping at our high-end department store, Marshall's. And she wanted to go out to Marshall's, and we're in Marshall's, and I said, we're driving. It's about 20 minutes to this shopping center, and we are about 15 minutes in. And I said to Carla, I said to her, this is a true story.
Yes.
You need to turn the car around now.
Abandon ship.
And then it's just like
AR said, turn the car
then
around.
My colon would best be described as going.
And then
it receded. And then it receded. And by the time we got to Marshall's parking lot, it was back going. And we walk into the Marshall's, and I say, I have to use the facilities. Does it matter?
I don't know if I can go to Marshall's or TJ Maxx.
And I go and I walk to one side where the dressing rooms were, yeah. which is normally where you would put the restrooms. And that's when the lady says, no, the restrooms are over there. She points Ooh. To the entire other end of the box where they have their picked Wait, over qu- shoes.
Quick question. Did she give you a yes. number? Usually you got to get a yeah. number.
Yeah, no, not to go. That's for the dressing room. These were the restrooms.
And thank God, know? Mike, you didn't do what most Marshall patrons do, is just use the dressing room.
Give me eight. I'm going to leave eight.
So
many pins on the floor.
I book it across the floor at Marshall's. And as I book across, I get there. I walk in. You know, it's got that warehousey kind of like dirty door area for the women.
Beat up.
I go in and two staller. First stall says, out of order.
Oh, no.
Second stall, handicapped. I look underneath. There are the dancing old man feet
oh!
where some 85-year-old is there. And he's and then I sit there and say, all right, control, self-control, just wait.
Right.
It looked to me that the feet were moving because business may have been completed.
Oh, but not in a sexual right. manner like we've seen in airports.
No.
No, and, there, no, and no, the knees weren't locked like in Dumb and Dumber.
No. And then I hear this. It's like, you hear the water run? Shh.
Yeah.
And then you hear. Can you hear that?
Oh.
Now we can.
I hear this.
Oh.
Here.
Tearing of paper.
He's tearing off paper towels.
What?
Not one. Not two. Not three. Five paper towels. Oh. I said, what in the what kind is Jack Nicholson from As Good as It Gets in the other stall?
Over right.
There? What is going on? Why? And then I found out why. Because then I'm so phobic of other people that I'm not going to stand there and be staring at him. I turn. I walk over to the urinal and pretend like I'm peeing. All I'm really doing is waiting
done that
to
before.
Use that stall.
That's when you're at a casino and you're shadowing somebody. Yeah,
feet
to
don't
jump on the machine,
it, right?
Yeah,
no, you're like, I don't want them to know that I need to go on that machine.
So you're exactly. pretending to pee in the casino?
No, but you lurk like you're playing at a machine, waiting for them to go.
I understand.
And he leaves, and I walk in, and it's one of those.
Was he older? Was he shuffling?
Didn't see because I had my back to him completely.
Okay, all right.
Want to know.
And when I walk in, it's one of those handicap stalls that has its own sink. You know the type
that's
of
nice.
The super big one, right?
Luxury
and pristine. I guess the five paper towels may have been. Him doing whatever he had to, but the place was sparkling.
Stuffing.
And I relaxed. And then after I concluded, I just bounced out of the men's room.
Lighter than air?
Like, oh, I walked in. I said, hello, Carla. What are we doing today? What are we? La, 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 la.
I have my answer. You know,
I'm walking on air. What a wonderful time. Little Michael, would you like to race daddy down the aisle? But. You know, the warning is there for this new little program.
How long is this recalibration period?
Don't know.
Oh.
Got no idea.
And also, was there ever a period where there was no urgency whatsoever? Because when you go on a protein-rich diet, sometimes it puts the brake on the system.
Yeah. I'm going in between now. It's just not, I can't set my clock to anything right now. And I'm using a little enhancement, too. I use a little of the old... powder at night, you know, to get the plumbing going a little bit.
Orange flavored?
Okay. Nope. Not at all.
All right.
Clear. Yeah.
How does the Diet Coke fit into keto?
No carbs in Diet Coke.
Oh,
so.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Right down.
It's just the chemicals.
Just chemicals.
Just chemicals. That's all
but
it is.
But I'll be honest with you. I could be feeling a little urgency right now.
All right.
So just something for all you to know. And, and you can throw up your mouth if you're eating something. Thank you very much. We'll take a break and come back. How about nostalgia corner?
I'd love it.
Do you have time to do it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can we get it all in?
You bet,
right?
Yeah.
It's not going to be one of your 40-minute jobs, is it?
45.
All right, we'll take a break and have Rob right here, right now. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Mike. Hey, it's Angie, and all this month on the Oh My Gosh Show, holiday hacks and tips for a stress-free season. We're going to save you money, mental health, and so much time, you won't ever miss your flight again. Subscribe to the Oh My Gosh Show now on YouTube or Apple Podcasts.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by my friends at Cornerstone. Hello, Cornerstone First Financial. They would like to say thanks and Merry Christmas to the dozens of Mike O'Mara Show listeners who became Cornerstone customers this past year. Whether you closed mortgage loans or took advantage of Cornerstone's low rate offers, you are appreciated. Well, thank you. I'm wondering, though. Well, I haven't really done it yet. You know, I haven't finished yet.
Yeah.
By the way, I'll call him today. I'll talk to... I might have to give Emily a call today. TMOS listeners are some of Cornerstone's favorite customers. Laid back, responsive, intelligent, savvy, and most of all, friendly. So from the Cornerstone family to yours, have a wonderful holiday season and a Merry Christmas. And for all your mortgage lending needs, please keep Cornerstone First Financial in mind. We love our long-term relationship with Cornerstone, and I can personally endorse them. They treat you right. They really are good folks. Just so kind. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or check the web at cornerstonefirst.com. Ask for my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial. And hello, Tater.
Hey.
Tater, you know how I was approved conditionally?
Yeah.
Pre-approved, Mike. Pre-approved.
Pre-approved. I was pre-approved. Pre-approved. Yeah. I just want to make sure everything's fine. Tater, tell Mark to tell Joanna to give me a call. Cornerstone First Financial.
Perfect credit.
Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. Cheers from Cornerstone. And now we're going to take a look back because it's time for Rob Spiewak to take a trip down memory lane. This week, I believe Christmas is the theme.
Holiday
of the
theme
movies.
This week. Yes, Mike, let me tell you this. Christmas is a frame of mind.
Maybe you saw Richard Attenborough
in 1994, or Sebastian Cabot in 1973, or Thomas Mitchell in 1955. But if you want to see the real Santa Claus, look no further than Edmund Gwenn in 1947.
Ooh.
He is Kris Kringle, and the film is Miracle on 34th Street. A 1947
Hello. 20th... I still haven't seen it, and I live on 34th Street.
Oh, you do?
Oscar,
oh, my God.
Oscar, if you want a treat... I hope you wouldn't roll your eyes.
It's black and
white. Say
no. There's a color.
There's a
color
decent
version.
Colorized version.
Yeah, it's okay. It's best in black and white.
Well, I agree with you. I agree. Yeah, I think, man. I mean, there's It's a Wonderful Life and this one,
yep.
Miracle on 34th Street. It's the definitive. It puts me in a holiday.
And if I was forced to choose, I think I would choose Miracle.
Miracle
I mean, they're
on
both great.
Street?
They are really both great films. But I'll tell you some things about this movie. The cast is unbeatable. Edmund Gwenn, who plays Santa Claus. Maureen O'Hara, beautiful. John Payne. William Frawley, who you know as Fred Mertz on I Love Lucy, has a great role in it.
The judge's henchman.
That's right. Jack Albertson has his film debut in it. Thelma Ritter, future Oscar winner. Percy Helton, you would know his voice. And Natalie Wood, who is only 8 in this movie and plays like a grown-up. Her performance is sensational.
When did she fall off that boat?
1982, was it? What kind of wood doesn't float, Oscar?
Natalie.
No, come on.
Waka, waka, waka.
The sweet little girl. It's horrible.
She wasn't little when she fell, right?
No.
No, she was grown up. Come on, stop with the boat, please. Hey,
Christopher Walken may or may not have pushed her.
You're really messing up my Christmas Jones.
Oh, all right. Excuse me. Now, listen, the movie starts, Oscar.
Does she swim in the movie?
No, it's in the wintertime.
Oh, my bad.
They're at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and the Santa Claus is drunk. Well... Kris Kringle.
Yes. He's hammered?
He's hammered.
Damn.
He says, and he has a great line. He says, a man has to do something to keep warm.
Yeah,
and he's just pounding
kind
drinks.
Kind of a bad drunk.
Yeah.
Opinion, you know?
So he comes in and the real Santa Claus, Edmund Gwenn, sees him and says he is not going to allow this man to portray him. So in a last minute effort to save the parade, they put him on the float.
The real Santa Claus.
The real Santa Claus. Okay,
just quick question.
Yeah. Maddie,
have you seen this movie? You're the youngest of all of us.
I have not.
Oh, you would love it.
God.
What is wrong with America?
What about Pony Boy?
No, I haven't seen it either.
Whoa!
Rob! This is horrifying.
This movie is like, you know, it's not as available as it used to be.
You know why? Because the local stations don't have it in like syndication. And that used to be the way we would all see it.
But it's a wonderful
tragic
holiday movie.
Now,
oh, I love it.
What something is cool
we'll
is
have a viewing party here.
These opening shots where you see it looks very accurate. And the reason is this was very uncommon for the time, Mike. They shot this movie, the parade sequences, on location at the 1946 Macy's Parade. During the parade.
Damn.
And it was the coldest parade on record to that point. Mm. Macy's, the biggest department store in the world, did not have enough electricity to do the shoot. They had to bring in generators to make it happen.
Let me say this, too. If you're going to watch a movie that's a time capsule, that really shows New York back in the 40s, it's spectacular. It's
wonderful
just
capture.
So it's such a great capture. There are very few movies that do it as well.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm
no, you're fine. And so what you have to think about, this is before the days of televising the parade. It's 1946. People that were along the parade route on Thanksgiving morning were actually watching Edmund Gwenn as Santa Claus in the parade, but no one knew it at the time.
Right.
So it's pretty cool. They just sort of snuck in and did it. Really, the lady who hired him to be on the float, her name is Mrs. Walker, and he gets such a great reception that they hire him to be the Santa Claus in Macy's, all right? So there's so many magical moments in the movie where he's seated on the Santa Claus throne and being Santa Claus, one of which when he talks to Natalie Wood and tells her that he is Santa Claus, and Mrs. Walker's no nonsense. She doesn't have any faith, doesn't have the Christmas spirit. So she calls Chris down to set the record straight.
Susan's the reason I asked you to drop down. She's a little confused, and I thought maybe you could help to straighten her out.
I'd be glad to.
This is so great, Oscar.
Would you please tell her that you're not really Santa Claus, that there actually is no such person?
Well, I'm sorry to disagree with you, Mrs. Walker, but not only is there such a person, but here I am to prove it.
No, no, no. You misunderstand. I want you to tell her the truth. What's your name?
Kris Kringle. I'll bet you're in the first grade.
Second.
I mean your real name.
That is my real name.
And my favorite scene.
We ever see the guy who was hammered?
He has a brief at the front of it. At the front of it, he's got one scene.
Oh,
now
maybe there was like a redemption story. Or
no, it's
AA
really,
or something.
No, back then drinking
like
was
like bad Santa.
Yeah,
like Billy Bob
yeah. He's like, ah, oh, they got together and they became friends.
Drinking was okay back then.
They saved Christmas.
The most magical moment for me in the movie is when a Dutch orphan is brought to Santa Claus's throne, and the lady who adopted her said, you're not going to be able to speak to her. She only speaks Dutch.
Was she in a big wooden crib?
No, she was probably 3 or 4 years old.
Okay.
And she said, when I saw you in the parade, I knew you had to be Santa Claus. But she just wanted to see Kris Kringle. So this is him and the little Dutch girl.
Well, young lady, and what's your name?
I'm sorry, she doesn't speak English. She's Dutch. She just came over. She's been living in an orphan's home in Rotterdam ever since, well, we've adopted her.
Can you pause it there? Can you pause it for a second?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. This is also a reference to World War II.
Yes.
And
I just talked about World War II. People got mad at me about the French.
It is. It is. Yeah. Well, and it doesn't because they're careful in those days. They don't want to tell you.
Right.
She was living in an orphanage because the parents were probably killed in WWE.
Exactly.
So this is played again.
Oh, by the Axis of Evil.
Yeah, brought stateside, right.
Well, young lady, and what's your name?
I'm sorry, she doesn't speak English. She's Dutch. She just came over. She's been living in an orphan's home in Rotterdam ever since, well, we've adopted her. I told her you wouldn't be able to speak to her, but when she saw you in the parade yesterday, she said you were Santa Claus, as she calls you, and you could talk to her. Well, I didn't know what to do.
Hello, ich bin blij, dass ihr gekommen bent.
Oh, Ben Santa Claus.
Yes, I guess.
Ich wüsste, Bill. Ich war sicher, dass du es selber schreiben.
Natürlich. Sag mal, was ist so will in Heaven, wenn es in der Klasse?
Nix. Ich helfe von alles. Ich will allein mal bei dieser Liebe Dame sein.
Will ihr wohl nur mehr singen?
Sinterklaas kapuntje, geeft in mijn schoentje, geeft in mijn laarsje. Dank u, Sinterklaasje. Sinterklaas kapoentje, geef wat in mijn schoentje, geef wat in mijn laarsje, dank je Sinterklaasje.
So he does speak Dutch. And again, that makes Natalie Wood believe in him even more. It does. Oh, it does. It does to me.
It sounds like a spy film to me.
Well, yeah, there's some mystery to it, I suppose. You can take it any way you want. There's no Transformers in it, but it's pretty good anyway. So as it goes on, there are many, many classic scenes, including the one we've played many times of Mrs. Shellhammer. We'd love to have Santa Claus come and stay with us.
Yeah, Rob's played that a million times, The Drunk Lady on the Couch. It's fan. It's a great movie. You know, so boy, you're selling me.
They're bringing, really, it comes to the
better
end of the movie.
Better than It's a Wonderful Life. I think you might be right about
that. At the end of the movie, it's brought into question whether or not he is mentally fit and whether or not he really is Santa Claus. This is the penultimate scene in the movie. This is not a spoiler alert because it's not the actual end of the movie that's the total payoff, but right. This is how, very clever, they prove the fact that he is indeed Santa Claus.
Your Honor, every one of these letters is addressed to Santa Claus. The post office has delivered them. Therefore, the post office department, a branch of the federal government, recognizes this man, Kris Kringle, to be the one and only Santa Claus.
Since the United States government declares this man to be Santa Claus, this court will not dispute it. Case dismissed.
Big win.
Thank you so much, Your Honor, and a very Merry Christmas to you.
And there's still a great payoff after that, but there's some things you need to keep in mind when you watch this movie. Natalie Wood, who is so great as little Susan Walker, was, as I said, 8 years old. She spent most of the movie believing that Edmund Gwenn really was Santa Claus.
Quick question.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that.
Is there a scene in this movie where there's a small gingerbread house that nobody wants to put frosting on?
Is that code?
For my little house. Too far, too deep. I'm sorry. 34th Street. Never mind. Rewind.
Sort of a callback.
I went really deep.
His beard was real, Mike. Did you know that? Edmund Gwenn really grew his beard out for it. Macy's and Gimbel's.
In Russia, Santa find you.
They actually had final script approval. So if this movie had been made and either Gimbel's or Macy's, the two department stores in New York City, had disliked it, they could have stopped it from being released. So it was a major roll of the dice. How about this? The Catholic Legion of Decency gave the film a B as morally objectionable because Doris Walker was a divorcee.
What's Gimbel's?
Gimbel's is the department store that was the main competitor of Macy's. It no longer exists.
Oh, my God.
It was also in the same shopping district. Daryl Zanuck, who ran 20th Century Fox. Yeah, kind of like Woody's.
Or Hex.
Woody's and Hex would be a similar relationship.
What about Montgomery Ward?
Different.
We got to get out of here.
Daryl Zanuck, who ran the studio, insisted on releasing the movie in May. Because he said, this movie is too corny, it'll never sell, and more people go to the movies in May.
Daryl Zanuck was a prick.
So they had to redo all the posters without Santa Claus. So it was just like, it looked like a love story. It returned 4 times its shooting budget. It was a massive hit.
Oh, wow.
It won Best Actor for Edmund Gwenn, 2 awards for writing, and nominated for Best Picture, but lost to Gentleman's Agreement. But the begs the question, why is this movie so great, and why after all these years does it hold up? I think it is because the holiday subject matter is strong. It is a genuinely clever story with a couple plot twists you don't see. Very funny, but mostly, this film attacks fantasy subject matter with real-life reasons and motivations. Macy's is in it for the money. Mr. Gailey wants to marry Mrs. Walker. The judge wants re-election, so he's got a motivation. And also, Chris equals faith and happiness and the universal theme that if you have faith and the ability to believe in something that is not necessarily tangible, you're going to be happier overall.
Aww.
Okay.
And that's why it works. And in any case, if you want some Christmas spirit, I say go ahead and watch the original 1947 Miracle on 34th Street. Yeah.
Amen.
Triple
Amen.
OG.
Great one, Rob. I mean, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it with my son. Hope I can get him to hang on to it. So
I'll ask
it's
Gilbert
fantastic.
About it this weekend.
What's so great about it is, you know what? It really leaves you with the notion that Santa Claus is real. So you can show it to kids of any age.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Great nostalgia corner for the holidays. Woo! Are you going to do another holiday one before we get out of here for Christmas?
Yeah, Bad Santa 2.
Okay.
We'll I would love that.
We'll come back with the. Speaking of holidays, news you may not need with a very nice holiday twist at the end.
Yuletide,
today,
yes.
When we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Here comes. Okay. Listen up. O'Reilly here, and you're there, and you want to get in touch with TMOS. You don't know how. You're out of touch, right? Lazy, uninformed, not good people. Well, who's looking out for you? I am. I'm here at The Factor, and we can hook you up. You can always email the show at rob@mikeomarishow.com. That's Rob, 2 B's, big head, not a good guy. Or P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Mail something like a letter or a parcel. Or a citizenship inquiry for Oscar. He's not from around here. We keep an eye on that one. And be sure to keep an eye out for my new book, Killing Mike O'Mara. Yeah, the plot involves $1 margaritas and a kid named Pony. He's very thin, nervous guy. The Mike O'Mara Show, always available and always looking out for you. This is Bill O'Reilly, and I hate everything. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, tis the season for internet shopping. All you need to do is lean back, relax, and visit Zappos. They are our partners, you know. So when you shop Zappos and you show them the love, it's like loving TMOS. And we love.
I was hoping you'd say that like Larry.
And we ain't love. And it ain't just shoes, baby. They got it all. Zappos is celebrating 20 years of the absolute best customer service and a selection that is unmatched. Thanks to over 1,000 trusted brand names, Zappos.com is able to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love. No matter what, get it at Zappos. Gifts for everyone, even yourself. We just ask that you support us, both of us, by accessing Zappos through our website. Just click the banner. As always, Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thank you, Zappos, and you make us look good through the holidays and beyond.
I think Oscar just took out his quad showing.
I have my Zappos shoes.
Move it over a little bit so it gets in the shot so I can... Oh, look at
that. Can you do the rest of the show posed like that?
That's Babel.
That's fantastic.
God, I need Oscar, socks, though. Pony, I need socks.
Tell me to hit the stager. Will you please?
Can you please hit the stager?
Hit the stager.
News.
All right. Maybe later, Pony.
Hey, you better hurry up with the news, Mike. Oscar needs socks.
Wow. Very good. Yeah. Tomorrow, it's all Oscar all the time. Tomorrow, review of the restaurant. I want to hear the Rob Ford story, and I want to get to all the stuff that Oscar... Although, he's been particularly monstrous today, which has been fun. So,
yes, I like that.
Anyway, the nominees for this year's Golden Globe Awards were announced yesterday. It's the only one I usually mention on the show. The Scarlett Johansson Netflix movie Marriage Story. Has anyone seen it?
Oh, no.
It came out on top with six
nominations. Is it a horror film?
Ryan Reynolds?
Scarlett wasn't nominated. The Irishman and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood tied for second, five each. On the TV side, Chernobyl, great show.
Good.
The Crown, another great show.
Great drink.
Unbelievable. Any of you guys watch Unbelievable?
I don't have any background on it, no.
Four nominees.
Is the Irishman one of the nominees? Is it up for longest?
Longest.
Just longest.
Huge snub, though.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, De Niro got snubbed. Mm. Netflix has quickly become the most nominated TV network at the Emmys, and now it's dominating movies, too. Netflix led all movie distributors with 17 nominations, including its first Best Picture drama for Marriage Story, The Irishman, and The Two Popes. On top of that, Netflix's Dolomite. Dolomite Is My Name was nominated for Best
Betty
Picture.
Murphy.
Musical or comedy. Sony was next with 8 nominations. Yes.
Now, question, you may not know this, but to be an Oscar contender, you have to be shown in a theater. Now, I know some Netflix films do a like premiere in a theater.
They do like a 4-week run, 6-week run.
Is that the same for the Golden Globes? Does it have to be a theater release?
You know, I don't know that answer. Great question.
I will find out.
Netflix got 17 nods in the TV categories, which is more than any other network. HBO second with 15. In fact, not a single broadcast TV show got a nomination.
What? Network shows?
Apple TV got one.
Wow.
This is maybe
Hoda.
Netflix answered all the hysteria over Disney Plus, which, by the way, you have never reviewed for us either.
I can't wait.
You're going to be busy tomorrow. You better just be. I'm coming in.
I'm ready,
tomorrow,
Mike.
You know, with my jammies.
You got a holiday party tomorrow. I'm ready.
Bring a lozenge.
I will.
The 77th annual Golden Globe Awards live on NBC, I believe, with Ricky Gervais.
Yep.
Again, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fantastic. I will be watching because
I will
of that. They got smart and said, you know, you gotta put somebody that's going to be ripping these celebrities, please.
Yeah, roast.
That's January 5th. That's
yeah. So that you say no to Savannah Guthrie for that?
Game of Thrones was the most tweeted TV show of the year, and Avengers Endgame was the most tweeted movie. Tom Holland.
Duh!
Tom Holland was the top actor, and BTS. Was the top tweeted musical act.
Mike, if you're maybe a little bored, you want to check out the latest season of Mrs. Maisel, just dropped this past weekend.
Yes.
Watched the first one already?
I'm 3 episodes in. Fantastic.
Yeah. I don't want to do a spoiler thing, but... All right, turn your radio down if you're a Maisel fan. I got to ask Oscar a question. Just a... You think a little over the top of the production number at the beginning? I mean, wasn't it just a little too much of that and not enough of the good stuff?
I think...
They spent a lot of money, obviously,
we
on it, right?
We know so much about Maisel that we're just used to seeing her in dive bars, but this is the ascension of her career.
Okay, very good. Okay, I get it.
And
they've
never been shy about, you know, splashy colors and synchronization with music. If not a full-on production number, they've always been aware of it, and it's part of the texture of the show.
Yeah, and I'm all for that at the beginning, and then it was...
You're going to love how the season just continues down this path, because not all goes right, of course.
All right, I'm looking forward to it.
Hazel talk.
Surprise, surprise, the New England Patriots are being investigated for cheating again.
Oh, no!
This time they allegedly did it to gain an advantage over the 1-12 Cincinnati Bengals this coming weekend. Here's the deal. The Patriots sent a video crew to Cleveland yesterday when the Browns played the Bengals, but it was all above board and approved by the Browns. They were supposedly there to shoot footage for a web series called Do Your Job, but is that what they were really doing? A Bengals employee supposedly saw a Patriots videographer shooting Cincinnati's coaches and staff on the sideline during the entire first quarter. So security interviewed the videographer, and he reportedly asked if they could just forget the whole thing if he deleted the footage.
Oh, Mike, my God.
This is on the heels of the Astros just getting totally, as far as baseball is concerned, they're changing the way that people can actually scout other teams, and the Astros brought it to the forefront. We never got your take on it. I think they would use cameras.
I think they got to be wary of that. You never know. You don't. That's why these.
But that's cheating, right?
That's cheating. That's why there's such a thing as closed practices. You know, there's a lot of communicating that goes on in the NFL and in baseball. A lot of signs, a lot of plays being called, and the Patriots are cheating, and they always have.
And
Bill Belichick
will.
Is a cheater. And he always has been a cheater. That's the way he rolls. Win at any cost. That's his MO. Look at him. Look at his face. I don't care how many games he wins.
Last week, the Redskins were caught. They sent a videographer to a Backstreet Boys concert.
Thank you.
To figure out a new end zone dance.
Thank you very much. You got two more weeks to get your Christmas shopping done. And for a lot of people, that means all their Christmas shopping.
You have 2 weeks and a day.
Oh, thank you. All right.
Thank you.
15
days for Christmas shopping.
I'll get through the news at some point.
I'm sorry, Mike. I'm really
looking forward to it.
Here comes your buddy, though.
Hi. Have you done your Christmas shopping?
In America.
You better hurry up or
you'll be sorry.
That's from A Miracle on 34th
Mike's
Street.
Already sorry.
Mr. Hand, isn't this our time? An online survey taken yesterday asked 30,000 people if they started shopping yet. Over a quarter of people who plan to give gifts said, no, I haven't. They haven't bought a single present. I haven't. 58% of us... wait, that might not be true. Might have ordered something online for my son. 58% of us have started. 26% haven't. Another 13% aren't planning to buy gifts. And 3% said they don't know.
You know who doesn't know? The guy in the bathroom at Marshall's.
I don't know.
I'm going to tweet about the Marvel movie.
A Michigan man said a trio of prophetic dreams led him to a specific scratch-off lottery ticket that earned him $500,000.
Oh, my God.
Jesse Fravala.
He's a good boy.
Hello, Jesse. He's from Michigan. He told lottery officials he followed instructions from his dreams. I hate these stories, but I love these stories. My dreams are they told me to go buy the lottery ticket.
It's a lucid dream. I get up, I write it down.
So Jesse bought five $500,000 wild time scratch-offs from Waz's Party Plus.
That's a good place.
I shop there all the time.
Of course.
He said, he doesn't have an Italian accent, I don't think. I don't know what his accent is.
I guarantee you he does.
Here's what he said.
Yes.
I've had three dreams where I've won a $500,000 playing a game. Ever since the first dream, I've been playing this game, hoping a dream would come true. And here I am. I wasn't expecting to win anything. But the last one either, so when I scratched off the $500,000, I didn't believe it was real. I had tears in my eyes.
Then he went home and posted pictures of food on Facebook.
There you go. The winner and phlegm.
And phlegm.
The winner said he plans to buy a new vehicle and invest the rest of his winnings. Winning.
Smart.
He says, winning definitely she feels like my dream.
Yeah.
Like my dream come true.
Is he going to buy a Fiat or a Vespa?
Okay, now keep a sock in it. And now a little something something. Okay?
Yes.
Please, quiet mouth. The fire department in Tucson, Arizona got a call on Friday afternoon when people heard someone yelling for help from inside a vacant house. Mm. It turned out a guy in his 30s had tried to get into the house by sliding down the chimney, and he got stuck. The firefighters were able to rescue him, and cops arrested him for trespassing, drug possession, and an outstanding warrant. And you know, as I read this story, it reminded me of a little Christmas poem that I think you're all very, very familiar with, and I'd like to share it with you right now, if I may.
Please.
'Twas 3 weeks before Christmas, and a meth head walked by. He was filled with ideas. He was probably high. The house looked quite empty. A quick, perfect score. He'd try to get in there, but not through the door. his mind how it raced with the prospect of riches.
I'll slide down the chimney and get rich, you bitches.
Then what to his addled meth brain did he find? The width of the chimney was not being kind. He got stuck there and after a while had to scream. He had screwed up his illegal burglary dream. The fire department had to get him unstuck. Then he was arrested. More terrible luck. Away in the cruiser, this dummy they took. His head hung in shame with a glazed over look. Our criminal mind would soon be behind bars. He was not one of crime's most incredible stars. He had screwed up so badly this time he was toast, and the thing that our dummy would probably miss most wasn't that he now would miss getting high. It's that house would be claimed by a skinnier guy. I heard the man mumble as they drove him downtown, "Christmas time sucks, bro, and Santa's a clown." There. I messed it up. Thank you, Rob.
Better.
I appreciate that. And edit out the old anger. That we couldn't
save it for the box
the
set.
So we can make it a perfect show. But those of you that are listening to
Happy
it live,
show.
You get to see all the blemishes. The blemishes on the show. And I got a Charlie horse. We'll take a break and come back. There we go.
Make it rain.
Make it rain, baby. We'll be right back with the audio vault. A very brief one, like one sound.
My cousin Fabrizio's in town from the old country for the holidays, and he don't speak any English so well. So I told him to subscribe to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. It's an hour of uncensored entertainment, so he can learn phrases like, "It's your passport to the airport." So like cousin Fabrizio, head over to the MikeO'MaraShow.com, click on the Bonus Show banner. Now let's head back to our main man, Mike O'Mara.
Thank you very much, Paulie. Sound the trumpet. Ta-da! The 2019 FabFitFun Winter Box is on sale now. Woo! The Winter Box is the perfect way to treat yourself or others while you get ready for the holidays with their amazing box of products. FabFitFun takes the hassle out of shopping by doing it for you. Each box is customized to your interest and delivered right to your door. These boxes sell out fast, so sign up for yours today. Carla flips out when the FabFitFun box arrives. It's like Christmas four times a year. She screams, she dances, and such laughter. Shh. Don't tell, but I'm going to steal her Bluetooth shower speaker.
Mike, you scoundrel.
No. She already got it. Oh. FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. I wonder if they have anything to prevent Charlie horses, said the man sticking his legs straight out right now. It retails for $49.99, but always has a value over $200. Go to FabFitFun.com to sign up and start getting the box for a life well-lived. Use promo code TMOS to get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 for only $39.99. Remember, go to FabFitFun.com. Use my code TMOS to get $10 off your first FabFitFun box. Now let's open up the very brief audio vault with Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Do you remember back when Pat Sajak had the blockage? He had to buy a bottle.
Yeah.
Well, last night, this gives you an idea of how long they put the stuff in the can before they air it. Last night, they aired the episode where Vanna White hosted.
Ooh.
I bet that was good.
It was great. I think the best part about it is that it proved that she doesn't need to be over there to turn the letters. They just light up. But also, the final spin, always, you determine the value amount by the red arrow that's closest to the MC stand, right?
Correct.
All right.
We are going to move on to our next puzzle, which is food and drink. Oh, all right. Well, Rochelle, you're going to start that round, but I'm going to give the wheel a final spin. That wheel is heavy. Oh, no. My first spin. Look at that.
Bankrupt.
Oh, whoa, no, I'm looking at the wrong arrow. How do you do this show?
Come on.
Well, she's kind of new to the set, so I understand that.
Well, come can you imagine? On. Look, as a second banana, I can tell you this. I live
or
life
a third
as a second banana.
You
sit there for your entire career having somebody do something.
I can't
else,
push those buttons.
Pressure.
How many times have I messed up the board?
It's flashing.
Right. I know.
It's flashing,
I know.
Banana.
But it's
also,
still
doesn't
hard.
He slow it down with some pedal?
Yeah, well, that's it's fixed. Yeah, absolutely.
It's
fixed.
Yeah, it's a Carney game.
The pedal actually goes to Matt Lauer's office.
He stops it with a pedal.
Just like a 1930s.
I'm sorry, you got the $1 million card. How, you know, you want to prove that? Go back and look at every episode of Wheel of Fortune and see how many times they land on the $1 million prize and then immediately afterwards go bankrupt. And Pat is joyous because his pedal work.
Pedal work? He's dancing?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right. When I saw this on YouTube, I'll close with this. I smiled ear to ear. The only thing that bothered me is I didn't think of it. A guy took his iPhone, and you know when you're setting up your iPhone and you put in your name so Siri has to talk to you? He made up a name of 200 letters that were mostly A's and H's. And so when he talks to Siri, this is what Siri says to him.
Okay. It is.
And in Russia, Siri talks to you.
There you go.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a good Tuesday, everybody.
Thanks to Gilbert Gottfried. Yay, Saturday Gilbert. Night, he's going to be at the State Theater. Go see him in D.C. He's a wonderful human being, and that was the funniest interview we have ever done. Thank you very much. We'll get out of here now, and thank you to everybody that supports this wonderful show. And your kind words still coming in for our 10th anniversary. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Fudge.